Well, I opened my mouth earlier and said to some other Gamma members you should consider speaking. So they said to me, when are you speaking? So I had to, I said, well, I guess I'm speaking next week or next month. So, my name is Andy and my fiance is a compulsive gambler.
Hi, Andy.
Through the program of Gamma, sponsorship and the grace of God, I found a new way of life. I've been a member of Gamma in good standing since January of 2007. When I was growing up, I'm going to jump around a little bit here, but when I was growing up, I was the youngest of four children. I was in a situation where my dad was an individual who always had to be right. And then my oldest brother, my oldest sibling, he could never be right. So when the next one was born, he got to be right for the next one. That was my second oldest brother. Then my sister came along, and she could never be right. And then it stopped with me, and I could never be right. So I just had the pets to be right over. It kind of felt like I was never good enough in that kind of a situation. When I was in school, I didn't feel like I fit in there either. I was quite a hyperactive child. I used to joke around that everyone had their own private nickname for me, and usually they weren't very kind nicknames. As I got a little older, I found alcohol. I drank. When I drank, I really became the person that I wanted to be. I was funny, at least I thought I was. People liked me better, or so I thought. I could relax. I enjoyed myself. And the spinning in my head just seemed to stop. And I wasn't always worried about what everyone was thinking about me and all that other stuff. I joined the United States Marine Corps, got married, had my first child, all in a matter of 3 years in that order. I grew up in a hurry. I never did drink socially. From the date I picked up a drink, I always drank in excess. So I started to know a little bit about addiction anyways at that time. A few years later, we had my second child. And shortly thereafter, I went into outpatient treatment for alcoholism. I stayed sober for about 2 years. Part of that was I wasn't going to meetings, or I was going to meetings maybe once a week, but I stopped going to meetings, stopped doing what my sponsor told me. I didn't do a whole lot, and then I thought, maybe I could go back out there and drink. I know this is an AA meeting, but bear with me. Eventually, I actually planned my relapse. I laid out how I was going to convince my wife that it'd be fine for me to start drinking again, and I could always go back to AA. They're not going anywhere. During the next 2 years, I received two DUIs, lost my wife, my kids, and I was back in treatment, this time in a residential program, on the state's dime due to a lack of funds. I was with my current fiance right now and my gambler at that time. She went through a year of my drinking and stayed by me. I've been an active member of AA ever since then. I remained sober, attended meetings, read the book several times, did various service work, practiced the steps, more or less, and still made little use of my sponsor. I had different sponsors at this time. Needless to say, by this time, at least I had an understanding about addiction. I'll fast forward a little bit. Two and a half years ago, my fiance started to gamble more often. And, occasionally we had gone out together to a casino or something, gambled. But if anyone was gambling hard, fast, and furious, it would have been me. Okay? I'm the one that liked the high stakes table. I'm the one who liked to keep increasing my bet. I like to, sit there and really push my bets. Okay? She, on the other hand, spent $20, $40, it would bother her. So it became an issue for me, I almost thought. So I backed off from going. I stopped going. If she wanted to go, she didn't seem like she would ever have the propensity to have a problem. So she wanted to go and have a little fun on her own. That's fine with me. The sequence of events after here get a little more foggy for me because she started going more often to the point where she wouldn't tell me she's going. I wouldn't know where she is. She wouldn't answer her phone. And it got gradually worse and worse and worse. And it got to the point where I was always worried if I couldn't get a hold of her. I changed from pleading, begging, being angry, crying, trying everything. Knowing that it's probably an addiction, I had a good feeling for that in my head, knowing what I went through and being around it for so long, but it didn't seem to make it any easier. I have a very controlling personality, and I would do whatever I could think of to try to get her to stop, to come home, to do whatever would work, but it just wouldn't seem to work. You'd think I would have realized that I was not responsible for her disease or her recovery from it, but yet I persisted. And it was driving my life crazy and was making her life worse. I could see it, but I couldn't stop myself. At one point, she started going to GA and I started going to Gammonon. When she stopped going, she didn't like the meeting she was going to. I subsequently stopped going to Gammonon. I didn't feel the need. I was already still going to my AA meetings. I felt like I was in recovery, and I didn't really need it. She started going to another 12-step program that she felt more comfortable at, or so she said. Stay. There. Eventually, she relapsed. And after she got caught, she returned to GA. And I returned to Gammonon. And shortly thereafter, I got the message that I needed to stay in Gammonon no matter what happened with my fiance and her gambling addiction. I needed to work on me. When I was in AA, my primary focus, even 8 years sober, was stop drinking, stay sober. Secondary was kind of work on yourself, follow the 12 steps, have a really good life. And I saw people around my, the AA program, where I saw people that were well beyond, the stopping drinking. They were working on their life, but I never really got it until I was in the rooms of Gammonon, where I really started working on myself. Not that eight years of AA wasn't good, but I was stuck in a rut where I wasn't progressing. I was still going to AA meetings just to see the newcomer and being scared, scared into staying sober. When I started going to Gammonon, I started really looking at the 12 steps and working on myself. I feel like I've made more progress in the past year and a half than I had 8 years prior in AA. I have a sponsor right now. I found it necessary to rework the steps. I'm in the process of doing that right now with my Gammonon sponsor. I've learned to have a healthy detachment so that I could separate myself from the negative effects of the gambler's actions or anyone else's actions, not just the gambler's. I didn't want to make that mistake again and just focus on one particular issue. Right now I accept the past, and I don't want to change it. I wouldn't have gotten to where I am today if the sequence of events hadn't happened. We have substantial debt, but if I look back on it, it was all worth it. So I'm not resentful for that at all anymore. I'm less selfish. I have more interest in others. My relationship with my fiance is better than it has been in years. My financial situation is manageable, and I'm learning how to handle each situation in a more productive way. I'm able to think about what's happening and stop myself from my normal way of thinking into my new way of thinking and living. In short, while I found great benefits working the GAMNAD program, it's basically enhanced my life by changing the way I think and act to outside circumstances, helped me focus on myself instead of the gambler. And I found it beneficial in my work relationships. I'm a parent, two daughters, like I mentioned before. It's helped me with my teenage daughters. And that's tough sometimes. especially with an 18-year-old, because she's an adult now. I'm trying to treat her like an adult. That's all I really wanted to talk about. I have a couple quotes I want to read before I end. One is out of a book that I've altered to conform to GAMNAD so that it wouldn't become some other kind of meeting. And one is out of the GAMNAD Way of Life. It's easy to let up on the spiritual program of action and rest on our laurels. We are headed for trouble if we do. For our old ideas and way of thinking can return very easily. We are not cured. What we have is a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. And a quote from the GAMNAD Way of Life. Your present situation may not be to your liking. Perhaps you're dissatisfied and discouraged. Put the matter into God's hands. If he wants you elsewhere, he will lead you there, providing that you're amiable to his will. Perhaps he wants you where you are. In that case, he will help you adjust to the situation. He will make you content, even grateful, for your present opportunities. Learn the great art of doing your best that you can with what you have, where you are. When you do this, you'll learn how to reach the better condition or how to make your present situation a better one. Thank you.